Our guest in the cafe this morning is Emily Porter, president of the Bonham Economic Development Corporation and the Bonham Tourism Committee. Emily says in addition to the restoration of the Fannin County Courthouse to its original 19th century appearance, which will begin soon, a number of other old buildings in downtown Bonham are being rehabilitated.
And you mentioned in some of the conversation we had going back and forth about the rehab of buildings. Are there some additional buildings that are being renovated?
There are quite a few that are being rehabbed on Main Street. And some of that has been slowed down a little bit by getting structural engineers, which are very, very busy right now with all of the construction going on in this whole area. They're very much in demand. Used to, we could get a man to look at our old buildings pretty easily, but it has been very difficult this time. We've had a set of structural engineers in to look at a whole block of buildings on the east side of Main Street, and we were trying to get them to look at some on the west side of Main Street, because most of our buildings were built in the 1800s, in the, 1890s. And they've got old brick with old sand mortar. Mm-hmm. And, they really are needing rehab, and we need to take care of that. So that's been the general emphasis lately, is to try to take care of what we have.
Are these some buildings that the county employees are moving into on a temporary basis?
No, the ones that the county are moving into are much newer than that.
I see.
And, what we're doing is trying to rehab the buildings that have already got businesses in them. And one of them belongs to the city of Bonham. It's the Visitor Center, which has been rehabbed quite a lot, but it still takes ongoing maintenance into it.
We're almost out of time, but tell me very quickly about the quilt event that you all have coming up the latter part of July.
Yes, the last weekend in July, we're going to have the quilt hop here, which is portrayed with our bunny holding a quilt, and that's because we go to 9 different locations, which is really unusual for a quilt show. And that's basically what it is. It's a quilt show, and we'll have like 300 quilts hanging, but they're in 9 different locations, and one of them is in the next town. It's in Honey Grove at their Episcopal church that they have there, their historic church. So, and we've also got the barn quilt trail, which is all out in between Honey Grove and Bonham, and in Honey Grove and in the city of Bonham too. There are a lot of them on buildings. And the ones out in the country area are on barns and are actually on signs, some of them too, out in the area. And we're going to mark the barn quilt trail with flags so that you'll be able to find it.
And this is a long-standing event, isn't it?
It's going to be the 6th year, and it's grown every year. In fact, I had some ladies call from Greenville just yesterday about bringing a quilt club and coming to it. So they come from all over and enjoy it, from Arkansas and Oklahoma and all in the Dallas area. We have visitors during those 2 days.
And that's
starts on Friday at 1 o'clock and goes to 4:30 that day, and then we have a reception after that at the Sam Rayburn Library, and they bring in quilts from the archives for the University of Texas at Wyandale. And so we always have great historic quilts, and then we're incorporating a lot of new quilts now, because quilts have changed so much. They're not your grandmother's regular size bed quilts. Some of them are square now, and some of them are little bitty and just wall hangings, and they're all different. Course, and we do have some king size quilts. So
that's Friday the 28th of July, and July 29th, the Saturday,
and the 29th.
Okay, good.
Starts at 9 on Saturday.
Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over the phone line here.
You're welcome.
Emily Porter. Emily Porter is the president of the Bonham Economic Development Group and also the Tourism Committee in Bonham. And you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.